Andrew's Daily Five. Lydia and me as we talk through all of They Might Be Giants' major releases, focusing on what we think are their most underrated songs. We can't be silent because they might be giants. All right, welcome back. Episode 6. We are on to Cast Your Pod to the Wind. This is a compilation that was released in 2007 that I believe had just a bunch of tracks that were on their podcast, right?
Yep. That's the pod part.
Yeah. And it's got some cool ones. This is a fun compilation. Let me just pull it up here.
It was a bonus CD. It was a bonus CD for the Elts.
Right. Yeah. And it's not considered a studio album, so that's why I'm calling it a compilation. There's a lot of short ones. There's songs that are 29 seconds, 51 seconds. I get the first pick of the day, and I'm going to go with the Mexican Drill. This is a fun one, and this is at the very, very end, so it's track 22 of 23. It's only a minute and 10 seconds long. This one's ranked 815 on the wiki, so way, way down, but I just have always loved it. According to a fan email, TMBG explores the latest musical trend, whispercore. In this song, Flansburg is on the lead whisper, and I've just always liked this one. One of the lyrics, we're not stealing somebody's bones, we're not building skull thrones, projector by my side, we are all alive. Let's take a listen to the Mexican Drill.
Thanks for bringing that one to my attention. I haven't heard it many times. I love how silly it is. That guitar is just all over the place, and you have fans just whispering silly, morbid statements about some kind of skeleton gang or something. I love that.
Yeah, and I like the bass that's kind of going in and out. I mean, it's just got a great little bass line to it as well. So
yeah.
Anyway, that's a fun one.
All right, my pick is I Hear a New World. And, of course, They Might Be Giants have done a lot of awesome covers that always seem to suit their style to the point that you would think that they wrote them originally. But I don't ever hear this one talked about for some reason. And I think it's just one of their most, like well-produced tracks, period. It's I Hear a New World. And it's a cover of the song by, I believe his name was, Joe Meek with the Blue Men. From what I can tell, Joe Meek was like a 1960s experimental artist who kind of made a lot of like jazz songs that were themed after outer space. And so you have TMBG reinventing this track and kind of preserving the outer space flavor with some really wild, echoey synth noises. And this song is like weirdly sophisticated sounding, in a way as well. It sounds like it should play in some kind of fancy nightclub in space. But why? The reason why I especially love this track is because you have John Flansburgh's wife, Robin Goldwasser, on lead vocal. And so there's just some really interesting, like, vocal layering and then just, like, playing around with the melody in this song. And it's just a really solid listen.
Cool. Here it is. I Hear a New World. I totally forgot about that song. I've not heard that one in a long time, but that's got some really, really cool sounds on it. And I love,
yeah,
that.
The vocal alternation is to die for.
Really cool. Yeah. I love that they got Robin in there. Yeah. So glad you picked that one. Joe Meek. Yeah. I didn't know anything about that guy. They're calling him on the wiki here. They're calling him the British Phil Spector. So he was a, you know, big producer and stuff in the 60s in Britain.
They always know how to pick covers that just work for their style.
Yeah. Yeah. And really interesting covers. I love seeing what they're going to do next. All right. We're moving on to Join Us. This is from 2011. This is one of my favorite albums. I think it's probably in your top five as well, right?
Yes. Yes. Big time. I think this is really, like, personally, I feel like this album was a creative peak for TMBG because they're really just like throwing all sorts of creative impulses all over the place and just really, really showing what they can do. I'm a huge fan of this album.
It is absolutely one of my favorites. I don't think there's a weak song on this album. I can't remember where I had it ranked when I recently looked at my rankings, but I think it's somewhere around maybe album three or four out of their repertoire. You get the first pick, so let's start us off with an underrated Join Us song.
All right. Yep, and I do have a pick. My pick is Three Might Be Duende.
Nice.
And this is just absolutely one of the most whimsical and abstract songs that they have ever written. And for They Might Be Giants, that's saying a lot. These lyrics are almost rather Dr. Seuss-esque. They're describing this kind of band of traveling musicians and kind of hyping up each member. For example, one of the lyrics is, "Necropolis blown apart, a ghostly sight emerges bright, hot from the embers, the first team member is hatching a dastardly plan, like a bird of a dastardly egg." Like, this is just wild. Then you have the really wild, punny name even of, like, kind of like Napoleon Bonaparte, but no, it's Necropolis blown apart. I just love that so much. Duende is actually, like, a Spanish term that refers to, like, somebody's creative spark or talent. So I guess this song is basically, like, again, saying how cool the members of this band are, but in a really, like, oblique kind of way. And I guess Three Might Be Duende is kind of itself kind of poking fun at, I guess, the band name of They Might Be Giants. And this is just also a really interesting song vocally, because there's actually like Flansburgh and then two other vocalists to represent each of the members of the band. So each person gets his own verse or section of the song. And so it almost kind of seems like a track from a Broadway musical or something in that respect.
I love this one. Yeah, here it is. Three Might Be Duende.
The monochrome martinet. His texture is starch. The song is a march. And from the beginning, his duende was winning. But though he's a worthy MC, he'll never be part of the three. Orpheum act, Faustian pact. Three might be duende in fact.
Necropolis blown apart, a ghostly sight emerges bright. Hot from the embers, the first team member is hatching a dastardly plan, like a bird with a dastardly egg.
Trapped in his time, lost in his rhymes, one might be duende divine.
Apocryphal espadrille, the shaper of dreams, returns to the scene. No diorama could match his drama. A smile that would frighten the blind. The incubus freezes the mind, fooled by his charm. Right off the farm, sound might be duende's alarm.
Dystopio, smashed to bits, the keeper of dust, the builder of rust. When you discover sleep's older brother, the trio is finally complete. The trio has just one conceit. Forged by their past, first in their class. Three might be Duende. Three might be Duende. Three might be Duende at last.
What a great track.
I like that. I like the violin and horn sounds that come in with the guitar. It's such a great sounding song.
It is. I was looking at the wiki entry on this page, and they're crediting a guy named David Driver on lead vocals and a guy named Michael Cerveris. There's no page for Michael Cerveris, but David Driver is he starred in a musical, People Are Wrong. He's done some work with Robin Goldwasser. And he's occasionally came in and sang on stage with them. It says that he sang Mink Car with them and on stage. So I didn't know any of that. I thought it was Linnell as well. But apparently there are two guys I'd never heard of.
Yeah, I definitely honestly thought that this was just the Johns doing different silly voices until I looked at the wiki and I was like, oh, okay, they actually had multiple people on this song. It's kind of special for TMBG.
Yeah, but that's what's so great about them is that they can do those voices and we wouldn't even know the difference because we're just so used to them doing wacky stuff with their voices. So I love it. Okay, my pick from Join Us is going to be Judy Is Your Vietnam.
Oh, nice.
This one is ranked 457 on the wiki, so again, just way down there, so people do not love this one as much as I do. This is actually probably one of my favorite tracks on the album.
Yeah, me too.
It's a Flansburgh track, and Flansburgh said that this song actually started as a Christmas song and then sort of veered a hard left. I thought that was a funny quote, but it's just got so much energy. Judy lies, but you believe her. She's the storm before the calm. Judy is the great deceiver. Judy is your Vietnam. Let's take a listen.
Reckless, who knew you could be so wrong? Dancing in her.
Man, They Might Be Giants sure know how to do a lot with a little. I mean, this song is just pretty much around a minute and a half, but I can't imagine it having any more verses than it does. It's just the right amount of music right there.
Yeah, and when we did our Reddit poll on the shortest songs of each album, I'm pretty sure this one won. I can't imagine anything. Oh no, I think can't keep Johnny down because it was technically one of the shortest on the album won, but this one should have won in my opinion. I think it's one of their best short songs.
Yeah.
All right, cool. We're on to another compilation. This is Album Raises New and Troubling Questions. Is this same kind of thing, just a bunch of podcast or B-sides?
Yeah, this was this was like a CD of various stuff from Join Us era that didn't make it to the main album. What's fun about this era of TMBG is that they were just constantly throwing out a lot of bonus CDs. And I think there's some songs on here that really should have been on the main album.
Yeah, there's some fantastic ones on here. I'm going to get a pick in first, and I think I'm going to pick Money for Dope.
Nice.
This is a Linnell track. It is, let's see, 10 of 20, so it's kind of near the middle of the album. And the wiki says that this title likely comes from the 71 John Lennon song, Give Me Some Truth. So I think Lennon sings Money for Dope at some point in that song. There's just, some cool stuff going on, so let's take a listen. This was ranked 213 on the wiki, so a little higher than most of the ones that I've been picking. But I think it's great. So here's Money for Dope.
Walking stick, lobster shell, cellophane, acid bath, legal pad, nitrogen, avocado, sleeping bag. Money for dope. Russian hat, safety glass, jumping beads, hand grenade, almanac, butcher block, finger symbols, liquid. Introduction, rubber gloves, chewing gum, antenna, magic marker, and a Ferber knob, baking soda, cobra venom, poker caddy, money for dope,
check,
banjo lid,
check,
a dozen oysters on the half shell,
check,
wooden leg,
check,
galvanized tub,
check,
money for dope. Gasoline, savings round, laughing gas, butter churn, pesticide, autograph of Julianne Coe. Money for dough. Whipping crack, table saw, spider web, chafing dish, packing trash, slot machine, hockey mask, ISO. Money for dough.
Huge fan of this song. It really does a good job at the whole list song kind of formula. I love how he's just literally like listing off just random objects, but they feel so intentionally chosen at the same time. Like they're just so satisfying from like a syllabic standpoint, like the kind of like enunciation he just puts on each syllable. It's just such a good listen, and it's also fun to kind of get random little sections of it stuck in your head, like avocado, sleeping bag, rope, just out of nowhere. That's nothing happened to me before.
Yeah, some of the ones I wrote down: water skis, preserved barn owl skeleton, fake mustache, and bucket of lye.
What if these are all just things that he has around his house?
That's awesome. Cool. All right. There's Money for Dope. There's our first underrated track from album Raises New and Troubling Questions. Which one did you pick, Lydia?
All right. My pick is How Now, Dark Cloud. This is a lovely little Flansburgh song that's carried by a nice little bass track and acoustic guitar strumming. And this song just has a lot of really, really funny little word pictures. Like, I guess, wake up Miss Mysterious in the slideshow. Projectionist and we will all swing from the truss. Just sounds like it seems like a kind of song that was thrown together quickly but in a good way, and there's just a neat little chorus too of how now dark cloud. It's just a very pleasing little composition.
All right, here it is.
I have been poisoned by lead, and from this one pencil it spread, and now it's seeped into the of all my black clothes. Get back in the white panel van, reshuffle the old master plan, for we are the Flying Dutchman, and that's all we know. This is the end of the half-written tale of the man. Mysterious and the slideshow projectionist, and we will all swing from the truss until the dawn. So this is the end of the half-written tale of the man and the cake and the rain. How now, dark cloud.
I have been poisoned by lead. That's a great opening line.
That is great. This is a compilation I don't listen to a ton, so it's kind of fun to hear some of these again. I do like that song.
Yeah.
The song on this album that is just one of my favorites is Authenticity Trip. I don't think that's underrated in any way. I think most people, no fans like that song. But that's a great one. And then Marty Beller Mask is another one from this album that I was able to see live once, and that's a lot of fun too. Well, cool. Well, that'll bring us to the end of the episode. Now I get to choose, let's see, intro, outro song. I'm going to pick a couple leftovers from the picks that I had. I think the intro song I want to pick is In Fact. That's from Join Us.
Oh, nice.
That's a Flansburgh song. Just cool melody. I like everything about that one. It's kind of near the middle of the album. So we'll do that for the intro. And then the outro, I want to do Read a Book. This is from the album Raises New and Troubling Questions compilation. And actually, the song was intended for Join Us, but it didn't make the cut. And Flansburgh sang this one, and he shot the video for the song using a time-lapse app on his phone. You know what I love about the Johns is that they really are, I mean, they're old dudes at this point. They're in their 60s, right? But they really are trying this technology thing, and it's kind of fun to watch them do stuff like that. So
They were the first major band to release an album on MP3. Like, let that be known, you know?
I know, yeah. I mean,
they're early adopters.
They really do push the limits of what their knowledge is, and they just keep going and trying new things and very ingenuitive. So, well, all right. Well, there's you'll hear that on the way out, and we'll be back again next time as we make our way kind of closer and closer to their most recent releases. So
all right.
We'll talk to you soon.
Yay.